Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit.
And you tuned in.
And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Tutu State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome everybody. The real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. It is going down today, y'all. Yeah, I got another special co-host in the building all the way from Natty, by the Natty, through Arkansas, through Atlanta. Y'all give it up for Tasha. Tasha Cakes by Tasha and Pies in the building. Thank you, my soul sister. Welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. How's your things going in your neck of the woods today?
Going great. I'm actually baking as we speak.
Oh, we'll keep baking. We're going to see we baking up because we're baking up some history. We cooking up some legacy today. We got a father and daughter team, a father and daughter tangent. I mean, I can't say too much about the father first. Let me talk to, because he's my big brother, and I'm blessed to have him as my big brother, mentor, you know, who kicks my ass when I'm doing wrong. And just to be honest, let me tell you, this man in the music business is a pioneer. He has set trends. And, you know, I'm going to take y'all back to the essence of Mr. Tony Mercedes in the building and the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Welcome, Mr. Tony Mercedes in the building. What's up, big bruh?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to stay above water, brother. I'm on the right side of the grass, man, and life is good. You know what I'm talking about?
That part, but can't nobody pop it like you, bro. So how you been in your neck of the woods, man?
You know, I'm in California, man. The whole state's on fire, man. So since that's the theme of the state, man, I had to go in the studio with Roxanne Luciano and create some fire. You know what I mean? So we could kind of match what's going on in Cali, man, and kind of flood the highways from Atlanta to Cali, man, and see what we can make it do what it do. You know.
Okay, and I was about to get to that. Now, my brother, me and him, so we ping-pong so good together. He already told, when we talk about the fire and some heat, but we're going to talk to her before we bring the heat. This young lady has some heat. She's phenomenal. She's doing her thing from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the ATL to the Boogie Down Bronx to Miami and back and forth. And that's right, I'm going to give it up for my niece. She's in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, first time speaking that you will hear her worldwide single release on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for my niece in the building, Miss Roxanne Luciano in the building.
Yay. What's up? Hello, thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you in the building.
Thank you.
We know you come from heat, so we know it's going to be a volcano explosion around this camp coming up in 2021.
Absolutely.
So let's get into the beat. You know, what inspired you to do what you do in the music business? What inspired you to start? You know, I know you, without saying, oh, because of my father and what he's done. No, but if that's the case, you can speak on it. But what made you internally, you know, gravitate to the music entertainment business?
You know what? I've always I've always loved music. Besides, you know, my dad being who he is, I've always had a thing for music. I started off writing poems a long time ago, and that just started gravitating towards, all right, well, I love to sing, so let me start writing some things and seeing, you know, what goes with that. But, of course, I was a little nervous at first, so I kind of stopped for a while, and my dad, you know, he came to me and he was like, well, listen to this track, you know, I got something I think you could kill. And I went in the studio and that was that.
Wow. And I heard it. I just want.
Yeah. Do you love it?
Do I? What? I still think of the one thing. I still think of the one little hook that I heard. I haven't heard the song about when you were first getting it. And that hook. Take your man and keep your girl for a week. I'm like, OMG,
yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, it gets
real.
Oh,
my goodness. I mean, you have said that is going to be a trend-setting song. And, Tasha, when you hear it, I'm glad you're on the show so you can tell everybody in your neck of the woods and your fan base. I mean, it's so much heat that she got coming your way that we can bake a cake with it, y'all. Hey, we got on the real Sean Ross, Big Brother.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, and when we play it, that's all I got to say. She going to slay it. Should I make a wait? So, you know, because we got a lot more to talk about. But you know what?
Hey, Sean.
Tone. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, like, Roxanne didn't really just kind of give you everything. I mean, you know, for many, many years, she kind of held it inside that she wanted to really get into the music business and she could sing and she wanted to kind of get in on the creative side. But if I was to go all the way back when she was 5 years old, I think she was five, it was her who picked Daisy Dukes as my first legitimate record. I mean, because she kept, you know, she kept singing the song, and every time she got into the car, she would say, "Daddy, can you play that Come On Baby song?" And that's when I knew it was a hit record. And you know, and from that point on, anytime I had a record, I would you know, holler at Roxanne and say, "Hey, what you think about this record?" And she would got, it'd be a thumbs up or thumbs down. So she'd been A&R'ing for a long time, just didn't know it. And you know, and wasn't getting paid. You know, I mean, she was getting 10 hots, you know, 2 hots in a cot. You know what I mean? But that's serious. So fast forward, you know, she came to me. I mean, probably 10 years later, and said, "Hey, Dad, you know, I want to get into the studio," And I said, "Well, to do what?" She said, I can sing a little." So she started singing. I'm like, "Well, damn, why you wait so long to let me know that we had some talent in this family that could be a contender?" So, man, I hurry up and got my writing team on it. Man, I called Jarvis Redd. You know what I mean? I called Brittany and Brandon out of Atlanta, and said, "Hey, man." And I talked to Brandon over there at 78 Elements. I'm like, "Dude, here's what I need, man. I'm bringing the family in. I'm in California. She's in Atlanta. I can't come down and be in the studio, man. I think that she, you know, she needs to be in there and kind of like be introduced to what it is." And she got a chance to be in the studio, I don't know, for 36 hours. I mean, that's how she realized that it wasn't as simple as people make it out to be, man. And you know what? I couldn't be more proud of her determination and her attitude about how she approached going in and being able to accept, you know, whatever criticism came her way, and still be able to stay focused and stay poised and be able to give us what we got, what I'm hoping that everybody will love once you hear it. And hopefully we'll play it tonight and you'll get a chance to kind of see, you know, that, you know, God is still in the blessing business, man. And my daughter has again blessed me, and I'm really thankful.
Oh,
hey, that's real. You know, it makes me feel real good because I'm a proud uncle. That's right, that's right. So I you know, but before I get on that, and just I want to piggyback. So you heard Tony, her dad, Tony Mercedes. I don't think y'all really understand. So I'm gonna give y'all a little throwback, let y'all know, you know, what cloth she come from these hits. I got a little something somebody put together for me, Tony. I ain't even listened to it. I want you to know, but I've been like, hey, in true form, y'all just take a listen to this one time. I'm going to take you back. You know, and there you're going to see where Roxanne Luciano get it all from. And then we're going to get to some more stuff and get to some more business. With no further ado, a little bit of my big brother, Tony Mercedes, in the building on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Oh.
You know, there comes a period in every woman's life when she gets frustrated or fed up with her man and all his silly hang-ups. You know, a woman wants a man where she don't have to have no drama behind it, you know. Just somebody like a lover down with no strings attached. And his name is Black Belly.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Yeah, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, where I have my big brother Tony Mercedes in the building, and Belly with the fire goddess herself in the building, about to take us to a whole new horizon. Roxanne Luciano is in the building. I got another co-host that just touched down, Mark Bowden. He's like, oh, I see Roxanne Luciano, and man, he did that. He done brought up some stuff that I didn't know. Yeah, Roxanne. Yeah, we got Mark Bowden. He's in the building. What's
yes,
up,
sir.
Mark?
How you doing?
Uh-huh. You got 20 minutes. I'm blessed. Yeah, well, she's in the building, Mark.
Yeah.
You found her, yeah. Uh-huh. So,
right,
so feel free to feel free to. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm glad you're on the show.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I'm glad you're tuned in.
Yes. I'm waiting to hear.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna hold you on. We're gonna talk about some business. We're about to unleash the beast in a minute. Yeah, Tom, Mark brought me up on some attention that you don't think you even knew about Roxanne Luciano, about my niece. What was that, Mark, you sent me today yesterday?
Man, don't start, John Ross. Why you doing?
Nah, he's gonna start. Yeah, uh-huh,
like
yeah,
that.
I'm gonna start.
Did he call me?
We gonna start.
Like that?
Uh-huh. How come I see my niece doing Somali? Roxanne, you ain't tell us about that part of the entertainment.
Yes.
Tom, did you know that my
yes.
niece is doing modeling and acting? She doing print work. Yeah, she killing the game out here. Don't be sleeping. Well, we gonna wake everybody up today. You better believe it.
She's definitely doing some modeling, man, and kind of finding her own way, man. You know, and it's hard for me to look at some of them pictures because I'm like, what the heck? I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, even though they're grown, she's still a little girl with pigtails to me. You know what I mean? So I got
right.
But Sean Ross, I gotta go back to the little melody, man. The little medley. How y'all gonna play all them records and forget about the biggest records? Which was No Scrubs by TLC and Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. I mean, between them two records, that's 70 million right there. How y'all gonna fit get them two?
Wow.
Well, no. I heard a little bit of Scrubs in there, but I mean, I got two versions. I sent two versions. I told you, I didn't hear yet. I told the DJ who gonna send me the best mix of Tony Mercedes, and that one was it. But DJ Boogie had the other one that had it on another one. So I said, well, let me see how this one sounds.
It was really it took me back down memory lane, man, and I appreciate that, man. I appreciate people kind of recognizing the body of work, man, and it's because of shows like, you know, your show that allows the music to never stop breathing, man. And we appreciate that being on the creative and the management side of it, man. We really appreciate, you know, the real Sean Ross show, man, because it's organizations like yours that keep us in business, man. So, but let's get back to this whole modeling thing. Yeah, man. She, you know,
I'm trying to tell you, don't worry about it. I got an M16, bro. Don't worry about it. You let my niece, let somebody be disrespectful. That part. Let's talk about Roxanne Luciano.
No, let me tell you, man. You know, listen, man. I done lost my hairline messing with these pictures, man, and this girl, man. I'm starting to look like Lou Rawls. Hey, she got me looking like Lou Rawls. You'll never find. I mean, you know what I mean? Come
on.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, y'all want to get into it? I mean, so Roxanne, what made you decide to do the modeling aspect of it?
That's been a thing that I've been wanting to do since I was little. My mom modeled. So I guess I kind of, you know, took it after her. I've always just watched her style a little bit. I always watched her pictures, and I was like, you know, that's something that I would love to do. I love to be able to express myself in so many different ways, and modeling is an outlet to be able to do that.
Okay. Dig that. So which one do you like most, the music or the modeling print work?
I love them both. I can't say what
okay.
I love more. I love them both. That's definitely equal.
Okay. What advice would you give someone if they were stuck between the two? Or which one would how do somebody determine what's their strongest asset? And maybe, Tony, you can chime in on this. How does, you know, what advice would you give someone?
I feel like at the end of the day, people they need to do what makes them happy. Whatever makes you the happiest, whether it's modeling or music, whatever zone you think that you feel the best in, then go for that. Even if it's both. A lot of people, you know, we do have more than one thing that we love, like absolutely love. And for me, it's both of those things. And I'm pretty sure for a lot of other people, it's like, I love modeling, but I love music. Like, so how can I incorporate those both together? You got to do what you love to do, whether it's one thing or whether it's multiple things.
Okay. So you're right. And you are well seasoned. I can tell you've been to the school of Tony Mercedes, hard knocks and getting it right.
Yes,
your skills are
absolutely
great. I'm like, you know, Okay, we know what part of the tree, fruit of the tree you from. So Mr. Mercedes, what advice would you give somebody in that same aspect?
I mean, I would tell them that that Rome wasn't built in a day. I would tell them to make sure that whenever they're in, you know, dealing with music, you know, never work down to a dollar. Always try to work up to a standard, man, and try to be different. Don't try to blend in, because if you try to blend in, you'll never stand out. You know what I mean? So,
and the last thing
I would say is, you know, there are no unsuccessful people in the music business. They're just those who quit before their time. So don't quit, you know, because you never know when it's your turn, you know. But if you sit in the bleachers, and then you definitely can never play in the game, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I got to say about Tony. Big Brother Tony says he always tell me in a new horizon, a new hobby that I wish wasn't my hobby, but it's a hobby of ours both. And I say he is the governor of the state of California and the poker world. And, you know, me and him both learned that he always tell me, man, you don't give up, because sometimes the flop, the turn, and the burn, you may lose on the turn, but never give up. Stay in the fight and just play good hands. And so, tell me, what, you know, how do you constitute to know what's a good hand in life in relationship to poker and music? How would you entertain them both together?
Well, you know, in life, I gamble in life. I mean, you know, life is a gamble. Every day that we get up is a blessing, because, you know, tomorrow's never promised. And so when I look at life, I always tell myself there's nothing that I can't do, you know. But one thing I do know is that I can't win if I don't play, you know. And as it relates to poker, sometimes, you know, in life you got to bluff. I mean, you got to bluff. You got to bluff. You know, you got to kind of look at what you got and make it work. But be understanding that in life sometimes you're gonna have to subtract. So that means you're gonna lose sometimes. You can't add all the time. That's why we have addition. That's why they teach you, you know, addition and subtraction, because life is that's how life is. Sometimes it'll throw you a curveball and you're gonna take a strike, but that don't mean you're striking out the game. That means you just missed this one, you know. And there's always opportunities, man. There's always opportunities in this country, no matter how we look at it, for all the racial dissension and all the other things that are going on in America. It's still the greatest country on this earth, man, bar none. And, you know, we have to focus on the reality of where we stand and look for a better day and a better solution at approaching that situation. Because at the end of the day, you know, there's opportunity here, and we're all blessed to be
right,
here.
Right.
And there's a few bad actors out here, and a few people who, you know, must have forgot that we built this. We built this country, you know, and it's on our backs being African Americans. We built America. So, you know, if anybody has a right to be here, you know, we paid for that right, you know.
Yes, sir.
We pay for the right to be respected, you know, without question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're about to get into a little bit of things that I wanted to talk about and get my niece's beautiful response, Roxanne Luciano, on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Jam Session, Father God, to enjoy magnitude. And I got to say, over 40 million records sold in that camp. And we're going to do another 40 for Roxanne Luciano. You better believe it.
Yes.
Roxanne, Mark's been waiting patiently. You got your fans in Atlanta, Georgia. They waiting. Everybody waiting to hear here live on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session.
I'm waiting to hear it. I'm waiting to hear it on the show.
You waiting to hear it?
We are all waiting to hear it.
All right, Tasha, you ready to hear it too? Okay, Tasha, Marge, y'all ready for this? Oh, Tony, y'all ready? Yeah, here we go. Well, go ahead and throw it to us, Roxanne Luciano. Go ahead, niece. Tell the people the song, the single, and I'm gonna tell the engineer to go ahead and play it.
All right, y'all, the song is
the
called
World Premiere.
Bye. Huh? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, go ahead. I was just saying, present something. Go ahead and throw it, niece. Go ahead. It's your show.
Oh, yes, y'all. This is my new single, my first single, first hit song called Rich Rich by Roxanne Luciano. I hope you guys love it, love it, love it. And I cannot wait to take this to the top.
Here we go, y'all, on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Roxanne Luciano, baby, baby.
Roxy, Roxy. Roxanne Luciano. Hold up, hold up. I don't need your money, got my own shit. Miss Rich Bitch, hook up on my business. Haters keep my name in their mouth, hope they choke on me. Rocks got balls so hard, they hurt it for me. Pull up in the coupe with my baby. Bad bitches getting bitches, ain't changing. But the diamonds on my neck might blind ya. Ain't got no working money, I ain't got no time for ya. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. Just got off a flight, so yo, bitch, I'm outside. Money, money, money with my gang, gang, gang. Bust a bad bitch, haters stay in your lane. You ain't got nothing on me. Red bottoms, trips overseas, jet skis, doing top speed. Can't stop me, I done Kylie blowing hella weed. I do what I want, fuck you telling me. Haters envy me, love the jealousy. I got what you need, know the recipe. Bring him to his knees, make him plead for the rest of me. If I wanna get it, I'ma make it happen. I rock the boat, I am the captain. I move my hips, chain reaction. Drippin' on these bitches while I pass them laughing. Down south, up north, worldwide. Just got off a flight, tell your bitch I'm outside. Money, money, money with my gang, gang, gang. Thoughts the bad bitch, ho, stay in your lane. You ain't got nothing on me. And give me them diamonds. I get money, bitch, you should try it. Fuck them haters, just live your life. Cause if I want it, then I go buy it. Give me gold and give me them diamonds. I get money, bitch, you should try it. Fuck them haters, just live your life. You ain't got nothing on me. My shit expensive, you cheap. Might take your man, he a freak. Might keep your girl for the week. You ain't got nothing on me. I should expensive you cheap. I took your man, you freak. I keep your girl for the week. You ain't got nothing on me. Do what I want all with me. I took your man, you freak. I keep your girl for the week.
You ain't got nothing on me.
No, bitch.
I keep your girl for the week.
You ain't got nothing on me. No, bitch.
I keep your girl
by the way. Wow, wow. Y'all hearing it live. Roxanne Luciano in the building.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I tell your man, being free. I keep your girl for a week. You ain't got nothing on me. Oh, wow. How in the world did you come up with that?
Man,
I got the lines blowing up. I'm scared. Wow, I'm gonna let Mark ask the first question. Mark, hit him. Is it a hit, Mark? What you think, Mark Bolden? Talk to me. You got to see live and direct, all the way from the ATL.
I think it's a hit. And then you killed it with the little bit.
Wow. Is it hit? Tasha, you still on, Tasha? Is it a hit? What you hear? What you hear, Tasha?
I like it.
What you think?
It's catchy. I like the little Jamaican, the little, I can move my hips between. I like it.
Volcano, baby. Volcano is volcano. No, fire. That's some heat.
Man, y'all know what? Hey, this she taking over the show. And y'all, I know everybody listens. I promise we're gonna get into the meat and potatoes. But I just want to play the hook one time. We gotta play the hook, engineer. Wherever you're at, engineer. I know you don't mind. I know you don't like me, but hey, you know, I got to hear that hook one more time. Bring that hook back. Bring that hook back.
Rock,
come on, man.
Hold up. I don't need your money, got my own shit. Miss Rich Bitch, hook up on my business. Haters keep my name in their mouth, hope they choke on me. Rocks got balls so hard, they hurt the girl. Pull up in the coupe with my baby. Bad bitches getting bitches, ain't changing. Fuck the diamonds on my neck, my blinds. Ain't got no Birkin money, I ain't gonna find for you. Pull up in the coupe with my baby. Bad bitches getting bitches, ain't changing. Fuck the diamonds on my neck, my blinds. Ain't got no Birkin money, I ain't gonna find for you. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. Just got off a flight for your bitch, I'm outside. Money, money, money with my gang, gang, gang. Boss the bad bitch, haters stay in your lane. You ain't got nothing on me. My shit expensive, you cheap. Might take your man, he a freak. Might keep your girl for the week. You ain't got nothing on me. Do what I want, I run me. Might take your man, he a freak.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, y'all, I had to just play that one. That hook is awesome. Where did you get that hook up from? Yeah, tell us, how did you come up with that hook?
You know, I had to go into my Rolodex, and there's a husband and wife team named Brandon and Brittany out of Atlanta. John, they call them John Doe, you know what I mean? And, you know, they come from a woman that used to work with me. I mean, she actually ran my company for a long time named Michelle Knight back in the day. And it was her son and his wife. And they came up with it, and they wrote the song for Roxanne, and she really nailed it. You know what I mean? Roxanne changed a few words, but it was Brittany that really came up with that, and she murdered it, man. I mean, the song has the potential to have one of those infectious kind of hooks, because the hook is undeniable, and you know, we're just hoping and praying that people gravitate to it, man, and get on the movement and understand that. Roxanne Luciano is here, and she's here to stay, man, and she's going to try to create her own lane, man, and do her thing. You know, forget Tony Mercedes. It's not about me. You know, she could have said, I'm Roxanne Mercedes, but she decided to kind of be her own person, man, and find her own niche, man, and do her thing. And she can the only way it can be done is by her, you know. So we got to applaud her for that, man. And you know, so I'm just sitting on the sidelines. I'm watching the show, but I'm watching the show.
And the show is awesome. The show is awesome. Yeah. Like T.O. would say, Terrell Owens would say, get your popcorn ready, America. Get your popcorn ready. Man, Roxanne Luciano is in the
popcorn,
building.
Get your butter, all that.
You know, it's just a lot of people, man. It's just a lot of people that are working with her, man. You know, we got, you know, Red Diamond out of Columbus, Georgia. You know, she's writing for her, you know, and. As a matter of fact, she just penned my biography. It's called The Georgia Song, I believe. And, you know, that book will be coming out soon. And she really just, I mean, she's an artist herself. She was probably the first female rap artist out of Georgia to have over 2 million views. This is when YouTube was brand new, with a song called Dirty Dancer. And she just murdered that record. And she's been, you know, really, really influential in some of the decisions that I make, especially when it comes to, you know, female rappers and things of that sort, because she was the one artist that, if I had any regrets, I regret that I never really released her album, because I was afraid, and I didn't know, you know, I wasn't really too sure about what I could do with it, because she was a female rapper when they weren't popular in music. So, you know, I'm forever, you know, in her debt, man, and because she stood with me, man, and has been a friend, almost like a family member to me, and I really appreciate it. You know, we got a lot of good people, man, that have been, you know, part of the process. You know, my family is very supportive. You know, my wife Tamara, my ex, you know, Bonnie, my Roxanne's mom is always in the corner. Rita, Dwayne, and Lauren, and Sean, everybody, we just kind of huddle up, and man, we embrace each other, show each other love, and support each other, man, and that's what makes it work, man. I mean, that's really what makes it work. Just having that strong foundation. So that, you know, you just have that extra confidence to know that, you know what, I it's like the Bible say, man, if two or more in agreement, we can move mountains. And man, right now
we can move mountains. That's right. Preach, preach. That's right. That's the gospel. That's the gospel, Mark. Go ahead and say it, big bro. And shout out to Tamara, my little big sister. She was a little perfect, but she got a big bite and big bark, boy. But sometimes when she get on me and Tom, boy, I got to say, wow, boy. Hey, have Leo Nation represent. We always, Leo, she in the building. Hey. Yeah. That part. Hold on a second. We're going to play this commercial, and then we come back. We're going to get down to some business with Roxanne Luciano, Tony Mercedes, Mark Bowden, Tasha Cake, and some of the rail listeners out there. I might take a couple more calls. I see the lines blowing up. But let's pay some of these bills real quick. Hold on.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
All right, welcome back to The Real Sean Ross, live radio talk show and jam session. Just for everyone to know, on eWater Radio Network, we're also on Blog Talk Radio. We're also on Roku. We're also on Apple TV and also on Android. Yes. You can get it in all those platforms tomorrow and soon to be iHeartRadio as well. Yeah, we're making moves here on eWaterRadio.net, that part. Now that it sounded like, Tony, you started to say it earlier when we had this candid discussion, let's get some people to meet the tomatoes. What are your thoughts, Roxanne Luciano? First, I'm going to start with you, and then everybody else chime in, Tone. What are your thoughts on the importance of this election this upcoming November? What is your thought process on it? And have you made a decision within yourself? And what words of motivation would you encourage those to vote?
You know, we're dealing with an enemy that doesn't play fair. In my opinion, you know, that this administration has not done right. Forget black and white at this point. You haven't done right by America. I think the nail that closed the coffin for me was when he did not let the American people know that the COVID virus was as threatening as it was, and he downplayed the information, and now here it is. You know, fast forward, over 200,000 people have died because of the coronavirus. And for me, you know, I think that was just it for me. I mean, I think he mishandled it. I think it's time for new leadership, and I think that this election is probably the most important election in our lifetime, because this country's livelihood is at stake. So there's no reason. And if you're going to keep it real, Hillary Clinton lost the election in some of the key states in the battleground states by 40,000 and 50,000 votes. You know, sometimes some less than that. That less and take Florida. You know, she lost by 50,000 votes in Florida, but 386 registered black voters didn't vote. So we got to get out and vote, guys. People, we can't play around. There's no excuses. We have to get out and vote, and because our children's lives are depending on it. So don't take this thing lightly. You know, a lot of people paid a big price and gave their lives for us to have the right to vote. So let's make those deaths not be in vain. Let's go vote.
Hey, that's right. All right. Roxanne Luciano, yeah, your turn. Tell me something. Tell me what you think about that process of voting and your thoughts.
All in agreement with what my dad is saying, definitely. But I just want to keep it short and sweet. This is the time to vote. If you've never voted before, do it now. We are in a very, very, very dark place right now, and we need a lot of change. a lot of change, especially for the black community. We need change. Black women, black men, we need, especially the young voters, we need to get out and we need to vote. All of our votes matter. We matter. So we have to go and we have to show that we matter. We have to get out there. We have to push. We have to keep pushing. So
vote.
I will definitely be there bright and early.
All right. And what county are you registered to vote in?
Fulton County.
Fulton County. Oh, you're down there with Mayor Bottoms, huh? And what are your thoughts about her and her leadership that she's doing in Atlanta?
You know, I'm really starting to get into politics now. I've never really been that big on politics before because it always just seems so sad and depressing. But it's like now I want to get more involved. So I'm learning all about these different people. I'm still learning. I'm still fresh. I'm still new. But I'm definitely learning about all of the people in politics now. So right now I can't really give you like what do I think about her. I think that right now things just really need to change, period.
Okay. Hey, absolutely. We need a change. Mark Bo, you want to chime in? Should I get one of these callers? I don't want to make it because most of the time, every time I chime in, people get nervous and don't want to say, oh, I'm on phone live. I'm live radio across the country. Mark, what you going to say about the what you think about the national vote? Go ahead. You got the floor.
What I want to say is, Sean, I get a chance. I have opportunities to talk to the young brothers in the community, even on a job or, you know, just out. And I hear a lot of young brothers say that they don't vote because they vote don't matter. You know, the government's going to do what they're going to do anyway. It's all been planned or whatever. To me, that's the most ignorant statement that you can ever make out of your mouth. You know what I mean? Without, you know, taking time to do your research and really find out what's really going on. I mean, you know, if you don't vote, they will continue to keep killing us. They will continue. I mean, you have to fight them where they are. You have to go inside of their system and beat them where they are. And, you know, if you don't do that, then they're going to continue to keep hunting us and continue to keep doing what they want to do with us. Because every time we fail to vote, we fail to vote on the laws that they are passing, that they're allowing the police to go out there and do what they do to us. So, you know, vote, please vote. You know, like my man said, you know, like Tony said, you know, your children's depend on this. And if you don't do it, then, you know, we can't keep marching up and down the street talking about Black Lives Matter. You can't do that. So that's all I wanted to say there.
And I salute you, and I just want to piggyback on that real quick. As the host of the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, we want to encourage everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're black, brown, African-American, Latino, Caucasian, Filipino, any of that. We want you to vote. We want real people to make real results. It is our thought process. It is our obligation. For the people who have died and sacrificed so much for us to have the right and privilege just to have the notion to vote and let your vote count. And then on the flip side of it, to have the notion to hold those people who are in office accountable for the promises, and not go for the fake promises and the real news, and hold them accountable. So we can give back and continue to give back to our communities, and so we can uplift and vindicate our communities as well, and build a better platform for the babies and their babies. Because like Tom said, it is the essence of now. We don't have a second chance. We need to make the best choice. I'm not sure how you may feel about the candidates whatsoever, but vote. My thing is vote. vote if it take the last. You got to take a at-home ballot. If you need a ride, if you want to make an impact into the African-American people, I'm going to say on my own free will in the court, if you get out, can we count on you? Can we count on you to do something right for the people? I mean, hey, look at our situation. Look at our status. Look at the world. Like I said, over 200,000 people have died, and almost a million across the world, global. We have never seen nothing like this. What will you do? Some people might say, what would Jesus do? If you were Jesus, what would you do? Would you? I mean, hey, we got to make a point. We just got to take action. Action speaks louder than words. The old parable, they say that, but hey, it is what it is.
Well, you know what, Sean Ross, what I will tell you, man, is I'm watching the millennials, and, you know, they are definitely, their voice is definitely being heard. So, and you got to respect exactly what their get down is, because they have kind of opened my eyes, because, you know, in my generation, you know, we would never dare, you know, question the police. We wouldn't dare speak up for our civil rights. We wouldn't dare say anything when the police said, shut up, you just be quiet. But these new kids, they like, you know, we are not our ancestors. We will fuck you up. And I really, they mean that, you know. And yes. I'm not telling them to, I'm not telling them to be disrespectful, but they are standing up, and they're speaking. They're the voice for the African American race. And the beautiful thing about it is, if you pay attention to all the marching back and forth, it's white kids, it's black kids, it's European kids. These kids don't see color like we saw color when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
They listen to the same music, they dress the same, so they don't see what we saw. And, you know, I remember when I was young in high school, you know, the black kids sat on one side of the cafeteria, the white kids sat on the other. That's just the way it was. But now these new kids, they don't see color, and they don't understand why innocent black kids are being shot for no reason. They don't understand that, and they're being outspoken about it. So I appreciate that. And I'm going to tell you, I was so concerned, because I'm like, look at these kids. They play video games all day long. They don't do nothing with their lives. It's like, man, we going to hell in a handbasket. But you know what? They are the voice of this generation, man. And I'm so thankful, man, because they had the courage to do some things that we couldn't do. So I appreciate them.
Wow, that's deep. That's prophetic, y'all. Y'all heard it live. Tony Mercedes in the building, y'all. Now, I'm gonna see if I can get one of these calls. I got a lot of callers. I'm just gonna let me see somebody has some synergy. They want to say, okay. Let me see who this caller is. Okay.
You know, like,
hey caller.
Hey
caller, you are online. 676-678-523. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. How are you doing today? What I tell you, America. Welcome to the Sean Ross Show. Are you there, caller? Are you just listening? They just listening. That was an absolute shutdown. They get so nervous, I get them on the phone. So, Mark, I know you want to ask you a question. Go ahead. You got the floor. Ask Roxanne Luciano a question, Mark. You got the floor. I know it's something on your mind you wanted to ask. Go ahead. She's live and direct.
Sean just love putting me out there. All I want to know is, when you coming to Cincinnati? If you coming to Cincinnati.
Look, I'm trying to go all over the world, so I'll definitely be in Cincinnati.
Hey,
okay,
Mark.
Yes, sir.
She coming with a bag at. She in the check cashing business.
Exactly.
So, you know, she coming with a bag.
Tony and Roxanne, Mark is the president of 353. Promotions team here in Cincinnati, where we put on concerts and things of that nature. So, you know, that's why he already putting in, like, hey, you know, what part of the Midwest sector do he need to route your part of your world tour when it comes through the Midwest? That's what we're talking about, because we know you were in the badges and the check cash business. There would be no other way. That part.
Yeah.
It can't be no other way. There is no other way. That part.
Yeah. Y'all think she's a model. She ain't no damn model. She in the check cashing business.
You know. Okay. There it is. Say no more. So let me ask this one question before our time is up. And I want to start off with you, Miss Roxanne, my niece. What is the status? What is your thoughts on the status coming out of COVID-19, post COVID-19, and where do you think we need to put our efforts in coming back out?
That's a really good question. I'm all about safety first. Safety. I'm such a health freak. So with me, it's like often people just need to continue following the rules. Let me just put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
People need to continue following the rules. Just because you think things are slowing down does not mean that this could be a whole second wave coming. We don't know what's going to happen after this. So we have to continue to keep our health in order, and don't slip. Don't be slipping just because you feel like it's over with. The rules
okay.
still apply.
Absolutely.
Still wear a mask. Still wash your hands.
Still
keep sanitizer. Still stay away. Like, don't be close to people. Do all that to make sure that your health is in order. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. Things are not the same as they were before. So now we have to kind of adjust to the new world.
All right, that is absolutely true. And this is our new world. And I've seen many on a flight today, a lady had a problem with her mask. Somebody next to her was not wearing the mask, and they had to get off the plane, stop the plane. Made me miss my flight and everything. But I believe safety first. If you can't abide by the rules and regulations, safety first.
I went to Vegas recently for my birthday, and it's mandatory in the state of Nevada. You have to wear a mask anywhere you go, everywhere. And I think that that's something that we should be doing because it's still not over.
Right. Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And I've also seen people really, really, really embracing this movement to a certain degree, those that want to be safety. I mean, I know my sister's a little glow. You can't even come in the house. It's about air hugs and pounds. You just never know. And, you know,
you never know.
People never know until it hits your doorstep. Like
exactly.
It hit mine. It rocked my world. Yes, I lost two uncles, an aunt. I mean, my brother and my niece and other nephews had it. I'm like, wow, by the grace of God, you know, I'm able to go out and do what I do to a certain degree, you know, and I'm just knocking on wood every day like, wow, you can duck and dodge all you want time, but when COVID catches you, that's all it catches you. So
exactly.
I can see why there have been fights in department stores and people, you know, shootings because the person don't have on a mask and, you know, turmoil. But, you know, hey, safety first, you know.
Safety first.
If you don't do it for yourself, do it for the loved ones in your life. Yes, indeed.
Exactly.
All right. Mr.
Exactly.
Tony, you want to piggyback on that, Tom?
You know, I think people have this terrible misconception that they want to get back to normalcy and they don't realize that this is the new normal. And, you know, life as we know it has changed. And we have to adapt to it, man, and learn to just kind of change the way we conduct ourselves, the way we, you know, communicate, the way we, you know, fellowship with people because, you know, we're fighting an enemy that doesn't play fair. And we don't know the politics behind it. We don't know whether, you know, a country's attacking us. We don't know what this is. So we just, I think I agree with Roxanne. We just need to, safety should be first. I mean, you know, and it should be a priority. And you should be able to, and make sure that you keep abreast of what's going on in your world, man. Make sure you watch the news so you can kind of find out what's really going on as opposed to just thinking that it's just a hoax and you know, it'll pass and it's going to go away and I don't need to put no mask on. I'm gonna be cool, man. I'll never get it. I never get sick. I've heard so much idiotic stuff, man. But I've lost a few friends, you know, since this virus has came here, man. And it hurts. So you know, just again, just make sure that you maintain all the safety requirements, man, and keep social distancing like Roxanne said, wash your hands, man, and just be aware of your surroundings. And don't take this for granted, because we're in a serious, serious fight.
Okay, all right. And why we talk about this, and since I got you on, so I'm going to give y'all a little clip of this right here, and then we're gonna wrap it up and get everybody's tag. And you were inspirational in this song, too, TM. And with no further ado, man, I had so many. Man, we got, we're moving to a new format over here. And my show, my show's going to go from an hour to 2 hours, y'all. So y'all keep me in prayer on that, because we just have so much to talk about, so much to get at. Because I'm going to talk a little bit about this since we in this movement. And we talk about COVID-19 and the George Floyd movement. I just want to just play just a little bit of this real quick for y'all.
KEWRDB.
Hey, I just had to give y'all a brief hit of that before we get up out of here. Hey, we got 2 minutes on the clock, and I just want to give everybody just a drop of golden nugget. And then as you drop your golden nugget, give us a word of inspiration, a couple of sentences of what you want people to remember about you when your day is over. Let me slow down. Sometimes you got to slow me. Come right there and tell me to slow. Tell your uncle to slow down. Slow down. Why just tell me slow down, America? I'm not good.
I'm on the radio.
Hey, but tell us to give us a nugget and tell us what you want everybody to remember about you. Starting with you, Roxanne Luciano.
Roxanne. I just want everybody to remember me as being a different person, a unique individual. I want people to know that it's okay to be different. I feel like we're still in a world where it's, you know, people are starting to come into their own selves and finally starting to be accepted for who they are and the things that they like and, you know, just being different. So I want the world to remember that about me. Remember that we are right now in the time of the females. I am here to stay. I'm here to win. I'm here to take it to the top, and I'm here to keep going. I feel like there is no top.
you keep going. So that's what I'm
saying.
That's
right. That's right.
And I want the world to remember that.
Oh. All righty then. TM, you got it. We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just want the world to remember, man, that that anything is possible, man, if you just believe in yourself, man. So just keep believing in yourself. Anything is possible. And if you want to remember anything about me is that I was one who never changed who I was, never forgot where I came from, and I stayed true and stayed true. So that's me, Tony Mercedes. Peace.
All right, y'all. On behalf of me, Mark Bolden, Lisa Stewart, Tasha Cates, all the staff of the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, we want to say we love you. We respect y'all. Make sure you go out and vote. You like vote. And remember this, keep God first and stay sucker free. Make your next move your best move. And we're going to leave you just a little bit of sample of this on our way out of here. Again, thank everybody for tuning in. Tune in next week. Oh, no, on the first of the month, first Wednesday. Yeah. Tune in next week. We might still do next week anyway. But, yeah, I think it's the first anyway. We'll never know. Happy birthday, Joe Torre. Happy birthday this weekend. Joe Torre will be in Little Rock, Arkansas, and then in L.A., getting down, going hard in the paint. Voter registration. We getting out. Rock the vote, y'all. We gone. Thank you. Roxanne, Luciano, Tony Mercedes,
yes,
and all the friends
out
and family. Yes. Keep doing it. All right. We out of here, y'all.
Keep doing it. Hey.
Took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at there, look at there. Slipping back, oh, back down memory lane. I feel the happiness, I feel the pain. Here am I, back down memory lane. I'm in the sunshine, I'm in the rain. Thought it was over, here I go.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, thanks.
everyone again for tuning into the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. I see you, Mama Glow. Mama, I made it. I missed the flight in Dallas because somebody acted crazy, so I just now got to Cincinnati for a day. And, you know, tomorrow Detroit, Flint. But the saga don't stop. All right, love you all. Love you all. Stay tuned. Stay true. Stay prayed up. Keep the vitamin C in your system, elderberry. And let's make it happen. Thanks for the Roxanne Luciano in the building. My niece, that song is fire. And everybody else, y'all keep supporting her and her movement. I love you. For God, for Central, for State, my Centralians, where y'all at? Talk to me. I promise to talk back. Peace.